The do-it-yourself movement has its roots in the punk rock of the 1970s, where bands would record, produce, and distribute albums on their own without the help from the existing corporate structure. That mentality has blossomed over the past 40 years to include everything from growing your own food to making your own clothes to fixing your own car. Some area artists are embracing what seems to be a natural outgrowth of the DIY movement, the do-it-together movement. Annie Corrigan stopped by the Bloomington Print Collective to get the perspective from three artists.
So we're just offering free T-shirts. Anyone who wants to print a T-shirt can pick their color and do a T-shirt. Because once you do it, you're hooked.
Danielle Urschel of the Bloomington Print Collective is standing by the group's screen printing press. As part of a free workshop open to the public, she's helping visitors screen print their own T-shirts.
Okay, so you have to decide what color you want. Do you want the purple or you want the blue?
I want the purple.
Okay. Do you want to do it yourself?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Because you're going to pull that down.
Pull it straight down.
And what it's doing is pushing the ink through all the holes in the screen and going into the T-shirt.
It's about as easy as it gets.
Let's check it out. This is a like from the 70s. It's a very old press, but it works. Okay, so now you're going to do your black layer. And this is the kitty.
The Bloomington Print Collective is a nonprofit community print shop that aims to educate and encourage all people interested in printmaking. The group is made up of artists like Urschel, who, once they finished their studies at Indiana University, found themselves without a studio and without any equipment. Thanks to donations from some collective members and the general public, today the space is filled with all the equipment needed for screen printing. And there's a huge pile of plain white T-shirts of all sizes Urschel says she picked up for the event.
Looks good. Okay. Check it out. Yay! And there's your shirt.
Good.
Okay. So now we need to dry it.
Sort of.
So you're going to squeeze, you're going to swing that over, and we're just going to wait like 30 seconds, and we'll have a shirt.
The dryer was donated by another member of the collective, Lucas Woodeman. He says members all chip in to pay the cost of renting the space because it's incredibly expensive to get studio space on your own.
So it makes more sense to have a collective come together because you can pool finances, you can pool resources towards space, but then you have something that is available for use on a regular basis.
Walking outside the Bloomington Print Collective studio, a space they share with the Paper Crane Gallery, the movable type truck has set up shop for the evening. Kyle Dury transformed a 1982 Chevy step van into her own mobile letterpress studio. She's making a stop in Bloomington, Indiana, as part of her year-long tour of the country conducting workshops.
We need to get you an Indiana magnet.
I know.
She's setting type for what will become B-Town Indiana posters that visitors can print off for free this evening. She came to letterpress printing after she finished her art degree, and she fell in love with it instantly.
I just really liked the hands-on kind of physicality of it. It has a very immediate sense of creativity and production and inspiration.
3 years ago, she opened her own business, making wedding invitations and business cards. This cross-country adventure came about because she felt the urge for a creative change.
I wasn't feeling terrifically inspired and wanted to kind of recharge my batteries. But I know that whenever I finish this trip and go back home, you know, I'll print again. It's, you know, I'm planning on keeping my business going, and hopefully this will feed some more inspiration when I get back home.
And sure, okay. I think the cat needs a little more. Okay.
Urschel and Dury both feel like they're part of a movement, the general interest in DIY culture, and specifically, a resurgence in handcrafts.
There's a renaissance of a lot of things like, I'm 45, and a lot of things that we just naturally did, people are rediscovering.
I mean, I do this because I love to do it, and I can't imagine doing anything else. I don't really have a bigger agenda, but I think that it has to do with the spirit of self-sufficiency and sustainability, that we can just take matters into our own hands.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
You can see photo slideshows of Annie Corrigan's experience with both the movable type truck and the Bloomington Print Collective on our website, wfiu.org/arts.